It's Hank FM, and it's why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Oh, but just like peace summits, you gotta just keep trying. You gotta keep trying.
Show up every day.
We start off in Kentucky. And we got a 40-year-old man there that did a very Kentucky-like thing. 40-year-old man in Kentucky named Jonathan Mason arrested for, stop me if you've heard this, releasing a wild raccoon in a bar.
Oh, no.
He allegedly did it because they'd thrown him out and warned him not to return.
Yeah, mister.
There's not any specifics on the raccoon, but police say they're familiar with the guy. And we are, too. Back in December, he made the popular 845 Why We Can't Have Nice Things segment. Yeah, that's when he drunkenly rode a mule into a liquor store as the mule was taken away by police. And then a few days after that, Jonathan got hammered again and tried to retake the mule and was arrested for doing so. So he is he's a bit of an animal whisperer right there.
See, Jonathan, but I don't know that this is how any of this is supposed to work.
If Mr. Magoo had a drinking problem, that would be this guy. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. You know, breaking into homes, not necessarily a good gig in life, but if you're going to do it, wouldn't you take something valuable? A man in Hopage, New York, was not in the mood to steal jewelry, cash, or other goodies when he entered a local house. Instead, he saw a pair of Crocs designed with the Lightning McQueen logo and helped himself to that, not to mention a pair of sneakers to go along with it. Nothing else was taken.
Sometimes you just... you find that thing that you need and you want. And that's all you need and want.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, new shoes, not just the only going to make women feel good. Apparently, it's equal opportunity.
If there was a pair of jorts available, I'm telling you. Dum, 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 dum. Let us go to Price, Utah. And a man was arrested this past Friday following a multi-agency search after he allegedly held three men at gunpoint for about 2 hours inside of a house. Rogelio Bustillos, 52, was taken into custody, booked on 16 felony charges. So how this started, Bustillos forced his way into a house, and he accused the three dudes that were hanging out there, and one, two of them were sleeping. Well, he accused them all of having relations with his wife.
Excuse me?
Probably unfounded on that. I don't know. That's kind of where that trail ends as far as the police are concerned. But what he did do was, yeah, hold him at gunpoint for a very long time. And then he said, you know what? Let's go to a restaurant.
Oh.
And then made them all get on their bicycles and formed a daisy chain to go to a local restaurant. And he says, if you guys say anything, it's over.
That's right.
Shooting one of you. Well, the police were already on this guy and trying to find him. They did find him at the restaurant, found the victims. Nobody was injured. The guy says, Bustillos, I know I did it. I was waiting for you guys to come find me. And then when they were looking through his belongings, they found about 16 grams of drugs. And he reportedly said, oh, that's my cocaine, but you can just throw that out.
Yeah.
Well,
dum, 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 dum,
dum. I don't know if that's all very good.
Remember we heard about the guy who planned to run a marathon and drink a beer every single mile?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it was kind of a bust. Preston Lopez made it to mile 15. However, he could only down 14 glasses of beer. Apparently, bloating issues really inhibited his speed, and his final time was 5 hours and 44 minutes for the 26.2 miles. The question I have here is, how much are you used to drinking if you can still run 26 miles after 14 beers?
Oh, man.
Preston.
You're trouble, dumb,
Preston.
Dumb. You better run.
Clean up on aisle 7.
Blah.
Let us go to Nashville. As a man, Jeremy Poole, was recently caught dumpster diving. So, business reported, there's a human in our dumpster.
Excuse me.
And then the authorities, bless their hearts, show up to things like this. They're like, hey, you can't do that. And Jeremy says, well, hey, it's not for me. I'm diving for my raccoon friend.
Oh.
Yeah, he said he was looking for his raccoon and then looking for many things that his raccoon friend. There was no raccoon in the area right there. I don't know, it may have been that one over there in Kentucky.
So many options. So have you seen these company policies that specifically outlaw employees from enforcing anti-theft laws? Well, they've struck again at an advanced auto parts store in Houston. Greg Pinson was not pleased. He's sitting there at work, saw someone stealing things from the joint. He went up, apprehended the shoplifter, but instead of being thanked, he was promptly fired for being rude to a customer.
Yeah, I don't know, but I dare say most places will do that now. They just, the liability is too big. They'd rather suffer the cost.
Thank you for stealing.
Well, on that note, let us go to, well, pretty much all over Virginia, and specifically Bath and Body Works stores within Virginia. And a crime syndicate, as they're calling it, has been finally stopped, and they've been charged, three men, with stealing nearly $32,000 worth of candles.
Oh, boy.
From Bath and Body Works stores throughout Virginia. And a lot of it is employees really can't stop them. $32,000
of candles. Woo!
Yeah, they kind of took every cent. Dum 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 dum